This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 11th, 2025. ARRL Ham Radio open houses are happening all over the Western Hemisphere, and more dates are being added by clubs each week. April 18th is World Amateur Radio Day, and this year celebrates 100 years since the International Amateur Radio Union was founded in Paris. ARRL founding president Hiram Percy Maxim served as the first president of IARU, and ARRL still serves as the international secretariat for the global organization. Amateur radio was truly remarkable 100 years ago. Anyone could communicate around the planet. The world was suddenly within reach of anyone who would seek to learn about radio. Much as the marvel of the airways was cutting edge then, so too are the technologies being developed and enjoyed by hams today. ARRL Ham Radio open house events provide an opportunity to connect the public with that story of modern technology. It allows them to see firsthand how ham radio is a pathway to careers for the next generation of technology leaders. There are some interesting sites hosting ARRL Ham Radio Open Houses events. The Vintage Radio and Communication Museum, W1VCM in Windsor, Connecticut, will welcome guests to theirs on April 18th. The museum is host to exhibits that show off the developments in communications through the decades from 1800s to the late 20th century. Many of the volunteers at the museum are active hams and are ready to relay how foundational evolution of gear and technology was the modern digital amateur radio landscape. New England SciTech in Natick, Massachusetts, W1STR, is hosting an open house also on April 18th. This makerspace workshop and science center engages young people with outreach programs and gets members of the public hands-on with many science, technology, and engineering and mathematics STEM projects. They have an active amateur radio clubs among all of the excitement. On the other end of North America, the Arctic Amateur Radio Experimenters, KL7EX, will be hosting an open house in Fairbanks, Alaska. Find a site near you, or just list your club's ARRL Ham Radio Open House at www.arrl.org/open-house. ARRL volunteers in the Iowa section have cause to celebrate. Their state-level advocacy work on behalf of amateur radio has resulted in an exemption to the state's hands-free law that covers ham operators. Iowa Senate Bill File 22, a bill addressing distracted driving, had been in development since 2020. Former ARRL section manager Lila Garner, WA0UIG, and Iowa section state government liaison Alan Eckerson, WB0OAV, played a crucial role in fostering and maintaining key legislative relationships. Over the course of 5 years, they navigated the legislative process to ensure the continued exemption for amateur radio operators. Being proactive about sharing the good work amateur radio operators do was key. We presented a carefully crafted exemption proposal backed by evidence of our contributions as a radio service, said Garner. The texting bill passed the Iowa Senate with a vote of 47-1 on March 18, 2025, and the Iowa House passed it on March 26, 2025, with a vote of 54-11. On April 2, 2025, it was signed by Governor Kim Reynolds and goes into effect July 1, 2025. The process encouraged Eckerson. Every legislator I spoke with appreciated the public service that licensed amateur radio provides. They also acknowledged that the responsibility demonstrated by amateur radios was great, and I was impressed by their willingness to exempt amateur radio from the texting bill, and was so humbled that we have a duty to preserve this awesome reputation. There is an effort underway to save some of Marconi's original towers, and an online poll is open for people to vote on it, being a restoration project through the Next Great Save project from the National Trust for Canada. Some of Marconi's first messages were received and transmitted by the Battle Harbor Marconi Towers, thought to be the last of their kind standing in North America. News of Admiral Robert Perry's 1909 North Pole expedition was transmitted by these towers, and after 100 years, the Twin Towers are in need of repair. To honor 150 years since Marconi's birth, there are a number of events planned around the world to observe Marconi's birthday and International Marconi Day. In the United States, from the port of Baltimore, Maryland, the nuclear ship Savannah Amateur Radio Club will operate K3S on April 26th from 1330 to 2100 Zulu, and you should check spotting networks for the exact frequencies there, and you can see QRZ.com for information about the Savannah Award. And the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club in Babylon, New York will operate W2GSB from the Babylon Village Historical Society Museum for Marconi Day. That's on April 26th, 1300 to 2300 hours Zulu. Frequencies include 28.340, 21.250, 14.246, and 7.245 megahertz. Broadcast audio processing company Orban Labs has donated an Optimod 9100B, signed by company founder Bob Orban, to ARRL in support of this year's annual auction. The donation was made at the annual National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada. Orban Labs has set the standard for audio processing in the broadcast industry for 50 years. Their donation will be used to raise funds in support of ARRL's programs in amateur radio at the annual auction. Company founder Bob Orton was on hand to sign the cover plate, which makes this unique, vintage, and fully functional item a valuable collector's piece. Orban Labs co-owner Mike Pappas, W9CN, organized this generous donation, which was accepted on behalf of ARRL by Pacific Division Director Anthony Marson, W7XM. Tad Cook, K7RA, has received the ARRL President's Award. ARRL Northwestern Division Director Mark Tharp, KB7HDX, presented the award to Cook on March 8, 2025, for 36 years of service to ARRL, writing the weekly W1AW Propagation Forecast Bulletin. Cook also wrote the K7RA Solar Update for the ARRL letter. He retired in January of 2025, citing a recent ALS diagnosis and preventing him from continuing. "He is a generally good person," said Tharp, who noted that the award was a complete surprise to Cook. One of the happiest moments of Cook's many years as a radio amateur was getting on the air when he was 11 years old and making his first QSO on a Heathkit DX20 with a non-working VFO. He was inspired to become a ham by a pair of Boy Scout brothers working on their Morse code badge and from watching them get on the air, making a QSO to Oregon several hundred miles away. "And on a personal note, I worked with Cook for 4 years. Early every Friday morning, we would work together to make sure his report for the ARRL letter was on time and the way he wanted it to read. Sometimes I think that Tad Cook knows more about the sun than the sun." Watch for the full story about Tad Cook in an upcoming issue of QST. The annual Armed Forces Day AFD crossband test hosted by the Department of Defense is scheduled for Saturday, May 10, 2025. The event will test two-way communications between military stations and amateur radio operators as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Title 47 of the Code of Federal Regulations, 47 CFR 97.111. The test provides opportunities and challenges for operators to test their individual technical skills in a controlled scenario that will not impact public or private communications. The annual DoD message will be transmitted via RTTY on 14.667 kHz at 1400 and 2000 UTC. Military stations will transmit on selected military frequencies and announce the specific amateur radio service frequencies that will be monitored. All scheduled times will be in UTC, and all scheduled frequencies will be upper sideband, unless otherwise noted. For more than 50 years, military and amateur radio stations have taken part in this event. Special event amateur radio station K8L will celebrate National Library Week 2025, operating from Youngstown, Ohio, between April 11th, 1600 UTC, that's 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and April 13th, 1600 UTC, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time as well. Operation will be from various libraries in the Youngstown, Ohio area, mainly on 20 and 40 meters, both single sideband and FT8. More information is available at QRZ.com. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We are all using some type of navigation software in our cars, in planes, and on boats. They get their position from GPS satellites. It will not be long before all these positioning software programs start providing directions on the moon. Well, maybe a little while longer. NASA and the Italian Space Agency launched an experiment to the moon. It is called LUGRE, which stands for Lunar GNSS Receiver Experiment. It proved that GPS and Galileo signals could be used on the moon. It was back in the days of AO40 when the satellite had a GPS receiver on board. The experiment was to see if satellites could create their own Keplerian elements by determining their positions, even though they were outside the orbit of GPS satellites. It was proven that yes, it can be done. Besides papers in journals, Frank Bauer, KA3HDO, the main investigator, presented at one of the AMSAT annual symposium banquets. You can see that hams play a big role in a lot of things. AMSAT experimented with GPS on AO40 from 2000 to 2004. Here we are 20 years later, and GPS experimentation continues. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In Radio Sport this week, a lot of great contests. Beginning April 12th, the QRP ARCI Spring QSO Party, that's CW. April 12th through the 13th, there are 8 contests. The JIDX CW Contest, CW. The DIG QSO Party, CW. The OKOMDX Contest, single sideband and phone. The IGRY Worldwide RTTY Contest, that's digital. The Texas State Parks on the Air, CW Phone and Digital. The New Mexico QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And the North Dakota QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And the Georgia QSO Party, CW and Phone. Those are all April 12th and the 13th. On April 13th, it's the ARRO Rookie Roundup, single sideband and phone. April 14th, the Four States QRP Group Second Sunday Sprint, CW and phone. April 14th and 15th, the 144 MHz Spring Sprint, CW Phone and Digital. April 17th and 18th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP Contest, that's CW. And April 17th, the NTC QSO Party, CW as well. Remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions on April 11th and 12th, it's the Greene County Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Oklahoma State Convention, that's in Claremore, Oklahoma. April 25th through the 27th, the Big Bear Ham Escape hosting the ARRL Orange Section Convention in Big Bear Lake, California. April 26th, the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention. That's in Georgetown, Delaware. And on April 26th, the Spokane Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Washington State Convention, Spokane Valley, Washington. Remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Douglas County Amateur Radio Club in Lawrence, Kansas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.